The mad dash for Black Friday bargains.
We missed out on the dinner. We really wanted to come for the deals.
New negotiations with the Taliban.
We're meeting with them, and we're saying it has to be a ceasefire.
Wildlife park fire in Ohio.
Our team is just devastated.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. Chances are that your inbox has been flooded with Black Friday specials for weeks. The real thing is finally here, and shoppers have been out since well before the crack of dawn.
$50 instead of 100.
Woohoo! I bought TV, I bought air fryer, I bought iPad mini.
I came to get a TV from my grandmother, trying to move her into 2019.
This is Steve Futterman at the Glendale Galleria outside Los Angeles. For many, this is an annual tradition.
We do it every year.
Every year?
Every year. It's kind of a fun time. It's kind of a party time.
People have been here since last night, hoping to get great deals.
I bought blankets, cologne, clothes, stuffed animals.
Many stores are offering extra markdowns like the Disney stores.
The big go-to is we are 20% off until 10 a.m. So
everything in the store you get 20% off.
That's correct.
The Black Friday strategies have changed over the years. The shopping malls are still key locations, but there are now alternatives. You can get many Black Friday deals online as well.
And for the first time, the majority of shoppers are going online. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
The outlook for the holiday season is going to be spectacular for the online retailers like Amazon that will be up anywhere from 15 to 20%.
Analysts say Black Friday is expected to bring in about $7 billion for retailers. Cyber Monday, $9.5 billion. Well, President Trump is just back in the country after a surprise visit to Afghanistan and a surprise announcement. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang is with the president in West Palm Beach.
The trip was so closely guarded that even Afghani leadership didn't know about it until Air Force One was about to land. President Trump surprised U.S. troops at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan with a Thanksgiving visit.
We love them. We say happy Thanksgiving.
The president also met with President Ashraf Ghani before announcing the U.S. has restarted peace talks with the Taliban, which once harbored al-Qaeda. Mr. Trump was set to meet with Taliban leaders in September, but called off a meeting at Camp David, declaring discussions dead after a Taliban attack in September in Kabul that killed an American soldier.
It's not a good thing they did with killing a soldier. They want to make a deal, so we'll see what happens. If they make it, fine. If they don't make it, that's fine.
Thank you.
Mr. Trump also told reporters he plans to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan to 8,600, down from about 12,000 currently serving in the country.
A Taliban spokesman has told the French news agency AFP that it's too early to talk about resuming direct negotiations with the U.S. There's late word that Iraq's prime minister has announced his resignation in the wake of anti-government protests after less than a year in office. North Korea says yesterday's test firing of its super-large multiple rocket launcher was a final review of the weapon's combat application. State-run media say the North is preparing to deploy it soon. Hong Kong police say they pulled out of a university campus that they had surrounded for nearly 2 weeks. Chief Superintendent Kwok Ka-chwen says the pullout was peaceful, but officers found thousands of gasoline bombs that student protesters left behind.
It's really alarming for Hong Kong. It shows dangerous items and explosives have been fallen into the hands of young students.
Now, the campus protests began with about 1,000 students. One demonstrator says there were still about 20 holdouts by the time police left. Severe weather seems that we've used those words a lot lately. And there's a system headed from the west to the northeast. CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
Lots of winter weather advisories, winter storm warnings, even blizzard warnings in effect. Severe weather possible on Saturday in the southeast. As it moves east, it turns into an ice storm in the northeast. Then it becomes a nor'easter and it turns into a snowstorm. We could see substantial snow just north of New York City, maybe even a few inches in New York City and Boston as we head into Monday and again on Tuesday.
In Port Neches, Texas, officials will meet this morning to determine whether or not to lift evacuation orders after a series of explosions and fires at a chemical plant. About 60,000 people were told to leave because of toxic fumes. A Thanksgiving Day fire at a wildlife park has killed 10 animals. It happened in a barn at the African Safari Park in Port Clinton, Ohio. Owner Holly Hunt.
We have lost 3 giraffe, 3 bongo, 3 Red River hog, and a springbuck, and we are devastated by this loss. These are animals we care for every day,
and our team is just devastated.
French investigators are asking for new charges against 20 people they say carried out the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks. CBS's Elaine Cobb is there.
They include the man believed to have planned the deadly attacks in Paris and in Brussels a year later, Oussama Attar. He was last seen in Syria. The alleged 10th man from the Paris attacks, Salah Abdeslam, is also on the list, facing charges of murder, attempted murder and kidnapping. 130 people died in the wave of attacks on bars, a sports stadium and the Bataclan concert hall.
This is a day off for American students, but in other countries, students are skipping school to protest human-induced climate change.
We need climate justice now, and we need to make a difference, not globally, but also in our houses. If we're not making it in our houses, in our community, how are we going to spread justice worldwide?
She's in Sydney, Australia. Protests are planned worldwide. Well, the start of Saturday mass transit service is a big deal for those who use it, but it's an even bigger deal in Israel.
In any other country in the world, public transportation on a Saturday would not be news. But in Israel, it's largely unavailable from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday to mark Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath. The city of Tel Aviv is launching public transportation services on the Jewish Sabbath. Secularists see the restriction as an example of religious coercion in the state. Religious and traditional Jews see the Sabbath as a time for rest, with no driving or use of electricity, and most businesses close. There's a different perspective in Tel Aviv, where the beaches and cafes are packed.
Putting up your Christmas lights, keep in mind you can't enjoy them unless you do it safely.
You don't want to be this guy from the Christmas Vacation movie whose lights worked but not quite right. First, you've got to get up to the roof.
You need to have a game plan?
That's John Wilson, whose company Lights by Sparky handles almost 500 homes in Arkansas. But 8 years ago, he fell 40 feet from a ladder.
Broke 17 bones.
Among his tips for novices, make sure your ladder is angled correctly and do not overload your power.
Whatever your outlet is rated for, 20 amps or 15 amps.
Because one too many lights can cause a fire. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Football's winningest coach has died. John McKissick had 621 wins at Somerville High in South Carolina, the most of anyone at any level. He was 93. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 29th. The broadcast produced this week by Paul Ferry and Julia Weaver. I'm Peter King, CBS News.